Okay, if you'll take your seats. We don't have a quorum yet, but we're going to start anyway, and we'll wait on approval of the minutes and moving the bill until we get a quorum. And so, Representative Pepin, are you ready to present your bill? We'll talk about the motion after enough people get here. And let me know when we have.
Mr. Chair and members. Just want me to address the bill, and then you'll make the motion later. Is that correct?
That's correct. Go ahead, Representative Pepin.
Well, the reason we brought the bill forward was because the city of Hanover came to me and pointed out that Hanover is divided in two counties, Wright County and Hennepin County. They don't have a city police department, so they're patrolled by both counties, which causes great difficulty in the event that one county should be in pursuit of a person in the other county. Then they would have to pull the person over and wait for the other county to get there and issue the citation. So that's kind of an overview of it. I'm going to turn it over to Dan Buchholz, the city administrator of Hanover, to give a little bit more detail of exactly what's going on.
Thank you, Representative Pepin. And testifier, state your name and title, and go ahead.
Sure. My name is Daniel Buchholz. I'm the city administrator for the city of Hanover. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you very much for hearing our bill today. I'd like to thank Representative Pepin for introducing it on our behalf. The city of Hanover is located along the banks of the Crow River in both Wright and Hennepin counties. As Representative Pepin said, we do not have our own police force. We do have law enforcement contracts with both the Wright County Sheriff's Department and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department. The two sheriff's departments do a great job for our citizens. The one area that our council would like to see improved is to have each department patrol the entirety of the city, not just their portion of the city that lies in their home county. We talked to the two sheriff's departments about this, and their reaction was that they cannot write a citation outside of a 1,500-foot boundary from the county line, and this is set forth in the rules of criminal procedure. So right now, if a Hennepin County sheriff deputy responds to, let's say, a domestic dispute in Wright County, portion of Hanover, outside of that buffer, they can intervene, but then they can't make the arrest. They have to call the Wright County Dispatch Center and have a Wright County deputy come out and actually write the citation. House File 180 would change that procedure. Instead of having to call the other county's dispatch center, that Hennepin County officer would be able to write that citation right there and be able to process it as if that offense happened in Hennepin County. So instead of having that deputy having to testify in Buffalo in the Wright County seat, they'd be able to do that in their home county. We feel that the current system of contracting and scheduling with this is inefficient, and the status quo is that scheduling is done really independently of the council. So there's times when we have deputies from both counties in the city limits at one time, and then there's times when we have no one there. So they're always on call and around, but we really would like to maximize the hours that we contract with the departments for. This bill would also provide an additional benefit for Hanover, as well as any city in two counties that contracts with the sheriff's department, and it would allow that city to bid law enforcement contracts against the two sheriff's departments, because you'd eliminate this citation issue that I described earlier. So that could have the potential to save our taxpayers money on our law enforcement contract. So thank you for the opportunity to testify on this bill today, and I would be very happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
All right, members. We've got Representative Johnson and followed by Representative Mullery.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the testifier or Representative Pepin, when I look at the bill, it looks like an offense can be cited in either county and move forward. Doesn't necessarily have to be accurate as to which county the citation or the offense occurred? Or I don't quite understand how that works.
Sure.
Doesn't it have to be accurate, specific as to where it occurred?
Right now, if an offense happens within 1,500 feet of the county line, the rules of criminal procedure can state that that officer can choose to charge it in the county where the offense occurred or in the home county that the officer is from. What we're asking for in this bill is to just expand that to an entire corporate limits that are within two counties. Did I answer your question? I hope I did.
Yeah, more or less, I guess.
Representative Mullery.
Mr. Chairman, apparently Representative Johnson and I think alike. I was going to ask what the present rule was with regard to the 1,500 feet. It seems strange to me that, I mean, I understand what you're getting at so that you can save money there, and that makes sense. I just would think you'd have to still charge it in the county that it was in, but apparently if the 1,500 feet rule is in effect, this isn't much of a change then.
Okay, thank you. Over to Mullery, Representative Smith.
Mr. Chairman, question was asked and answered. Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Pepin, looking at your bill here, I think this is a good place for to go as judiciary is next. Rules, criminal procedure, maybe you can look at there, but for any more questions, but I see no problems here. Any members have any more questions before we take action on the bill? Before we do that, we should bring the meeting to formal order now that we have a quorum and take a roll call.
Cornish.
Here.
Woodard.
Here.
Mullery.
Here.
Gauthier.
Here.
Grunhagen.
Here.
Hilty.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kiefer.
Here.
Kreisel.
Here.
Leidiger.
Here.
Mariani. McDonald.
Here.
Moran.
Here.
Nornis.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Okay, thank you. And now why don't we have someone offer a motion to approve the minutes from February 8th?
So moved.
Representative Hilty moves the minutes of...
No,
excuse me, which? Johnson, sorry about that. The other
don't
guy,
even look alike.
The other guy with the, the other guy with the beard. Representative Johnson moves the minutes of February 8th. Any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. And now if you would like, you have somebody to... I can move your bill, if you'd like.
That would be wonderful, Mr. Chair.
I would move House File 180 to be recommended to pass and go to the Judiciary Policy and Finance. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you, Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
We're just about done here.
Tomorrow was very good. Okay, members, tomorrow is House File 306. Also a reminder to any members, please do the courtesy if you're not going to be here to let us know if you're going to be absent so you can be excused. And let my CLA know that. I'd appreciate it so that we can mark you appropriately. And... I'll see you on the floor for the State of the State a little later. Meeting adjourned.